This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. Brought to you by Bayer. I'm Mark Magnuson. Last week, United States Senators Chuck Grassley, Republican from Iowa, and Maria Cantwell, Democrat from Washington, introduced bipartisan legislation to restore Congress's constitutionally authorized role in setting and approving U.S. trade policy. The Trade Review Act of 2025 would require congressional approval of unilateral tariffs proposed by the executive branch. We will hear more from Senator Grassley next.
In Iowa, farming isn't just a profession, it's a purpose. You can feel it in our 29.9 million acres of farmland. You can see it in the nearly 72,000 Iowans who work in agriculture. You can hear it at our farmers' markets. You can count it in the $159.5 billion it brings our state. And you can taste it at your family's dinner table. A lot of farmers in our state rely on Bayer's tools and inventions because Bayer has a purpose too, to help farmers thrive. Learn more at go.bayer.com/purpose, paid for by Bayer.
On Tuesday, during his weekly conference call with farm broadcasters and reporters, Senator Chuck Grassley explained the timing of his introduction of his new legislation, which would restore Congress's constitutional role in trade policy.
You know, I tried to do this in 19 and 20 with a couple working groups in my finance committee. We didn't make progress. I didn't do anything for the next 4 years. So it probably looks like Trump raises tariffs. I'm introducing my bill because I'm irritated with Trump. Not at all. I'm doing it because he brings the issue up. People are listening to things about tariffs.
Grassley says that Congress has delegated too much authority and responsibility for regulating trade to the executive branch. He says his bill would reassert Congress's constitutional role in trade policy.
It gives me a chance to talk about the constitutional responsibilities under the Article 1 of the Constitution, one of the 18 powers for Congress to regulate interstate and foreign commerce. It gives me a chance to educate people about the 63 and 74 trade bills that delegated so much of this authority to the President of the United States. And it gives me an opportunity to say that Congress made a mistake in those other trade bills, and we ought to correct it.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.